breathing in air. The fake ain't phony, they're just seeing impaired. Cause you believe what you see or believe what ain't there. The real world is twisted and to me it ain't fair. Cause greedy people seem.
Welcome to the Voices in My Head. The intro and outro music is Western Coast by the High Council. You can check them out on SoundCloud. Welcome back. You've been enjoying my podcast and YouTube channel. Please hit that like and subscribe button. Really appreciate it. Back with another police accountability episode. And this is actually an old one. I just saw it for the first time yesterday. I was scrolling through YouTube and saw a short about this Michigan State Patrol trooper, Mark Besner, being sentenced to 15 years in jail for the death of a young man. And that caught my attention. It seems that this trooper thought it was a good idea to tase somebody while he was a passenger. He being the trooper, was a passenger in a vehicle as it was moving. And a young man died because of his reckless behavior. So let's get into this. I'm on WXYZ.com. This article is dated April 17th, 2019. Like I said, this is a few years old. I just heard about this. And this just shows the craziness and of our law enforcement community and how they think. The headline of this is jury finds former MSP, that's Michigan State Patrol trooper Mark Besner, guilty in the death of a Detroit teen, Damon Grimes. A jury has found Mark Besner, the former Michigan State police trooper charged in the death of a Detroit teen, has been found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. His sentencing is scheduled for May 2nd, and he was taken into custody after the trial. There were 10 Wayne County Sheriff deputies in the courtroom as the jury reached a verdict. The jury in this trial began deliberations around 3 p.m. on Tuesday. This is the second trial in the case of Besner after a jury failed to reach a verdict in his first trial and a judge declared a mistrial. Michigan State Police released this statement. Today, former trooper Mark Besner was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the death of Damon Grimes of Detroit. The Michigan State Police appreciates the careful deliberation of the men and women of the jury, and we are grateful to the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office for the dedication to justice. We send our sincere condolences to the family, friends, and supporters of Damon Grimes. So let's look at exactly what happened. Like I said, the trooper was a passenger in a Michigan State Police car. They were chasing after Damon Grimes, and he decided while in the moving vehicle, he was going to tase Damon Grimes. So let's get back to this. Besner was on trial for the death of Damon Grimes, who was riding his ATV in his neighborhood on Detroit's east side in August 2017. He's charged with a second-degree murder and two counts of involuntary manslaughter. Closing arguments wrapped up on Monday morning. Besner was a passenger in an MSP patrol car when he and his partner observed a four-wheel ATV being driven by Grimes down Reno and Fairmont Streets in Detroit. When the troopers attempted to stop Grimes for a traffic violation, a pursuit ensued. Now, we're going to see in this the time from when they lit up this young man driving the ATV and him being killed or being tased was 45 seconds. Besner claims that the teen reached for his waistband two times, leading him to think Grimes was reaching for a gun. As I've said multiple times, this is a police officer's go-to statement. I thought he was reaching for something. He was reaching in his pants. I saw something in his hands. I thought he had a gun. His cell phone looked like a gun. They use this argument over and over again, and it's a default argument. And when I hear this, I don't believe it. Unless I see it on the body cam or a dash cam, I am not believing that a person around a police officer is reaching for anything solely on the word of that cop, because they are trained to say this no matter what. Back to the article, the former trooper said he believes he was justified in deploying his taser at Grimes, who then crashed into a parked pickup truck and died from blunt force trauma to his head. So in 45 seconds of lighting him up, supposedly this kid who took off, reached in his waistband twice. Grimes thought it was a good idea to lean out the car while it was moving and probably very close enough to the ATV to tase him. Besner, this is Besner's testimony. I thought it was at the time. I know now it was a terrible decision. I'm just baffled at that, because even if he didn't hit the parked pickup truck, Besner has to be close enough to that ATV, so probably within 5 or 10, maybe 15 feet, to tase the man riding the ATV, and most likely the ATV is in front of him. What if he falls off of the ATV for being tased and the trooper driving the car runs over him? I don't know how anybody in that time could say this is a good idea. The article goes on, it's illegal to ride an ATV on residential streets in Detroit. Yes, and you probably will get a ticket, not a death sentence. I doubt if you'll get jail time. Besner told jurors all they have to do is go to YouTube to see ATV riders in the city are a huge problem as they ride 50, 100 at a time, terrorizing neighborhoods. I've seen this, and I think it's more so in New York, but I've seen it in larger cities. Don't always see the what city it's in, where you have 50 or 100 of people in ATVs just riding around up and down the streets, terrorizing. I don't know. Some of them do damage. I think a lot of them just like to be reckless and flaunt the law. However, the article continues, that testimony contradicts a Detroit police officer assigned to the 9th Precinct who testified for the prosecution that there were no gangs of ATV riders wreaking havoc in the area. So that area he was in did not experience this problem. Now, maybe other areas in Detroit experienced ATV gangs, but not this one. Then the article continues, Grimes was alone on his ATV. So there was no 50, 100 other ATVs. It was one kid doing stupid kid stuff. I mean, this is teenagers. I mean, I was a 15-year-old boy. I remember the stupid stuff I did. And I think if I had an ATV, which I didn't, but if I did, I probably would have done stupid stuff with it too. Besner told jurors that the chase, which only lasted about 45 seconds, began when Grimes came at their patrol car at a high rate of speed. Besner said he was in the passenger seat and his partner, Ethan Berger, was driving when they began to pursue the ATV, whose rider then slowed down. So maybe he passed them, they lit him up, he kept on going, and for that 5 or 10 seconds, his teenage brain, the immature brain's kicking in, thinking, I'm gonna run, and then maybe had a moment of clarity and says, okay, I'm going to just dig myself into deeper trouble. Let me stop. Let me get my ticket. Let me do whatever they're going to do, but I'm going to slow down. I'm wondering if he was going to do the right thing and pull over and take his punishment like a man. Back to the article. During his testimony, Besner said that he didn't know if the person on the ATV was taunting them or trying to lure them into a trap. I didn't know what to think, said Besner, while also testifying much of what followed the crash was a blur. So in his mind, anytime he lights somebody up for speeding and they start pulling over, he's being taunted or being lured into a trap. I mean, that's the way he is saying. Now, I can't say all police officers to think that way. I would hope that when most police officers light anyone up on the highway or on the road, and they immediately start slowing down and looking for a place to pull over, that the officer is thinking, oh, they're going to be a good citizen and play by the rules and do the right thing. And if I give them a ticket, they're going to act like a grown adult and deal with it. Either pay the fine, hire an attorney, argue it, do whatever they want to do, but they're not going to run from me and endanger themselves, myself, and other people's lives in trying to prove a point. Back to the article, Besner said he doesn't recall whether he first tried to render aid or check Grimes for a weapon. He testified that he was shocked when he didn't find a gun and also stunned when he learned the person he tased was just 15-year-old. Then the 44-year-old began to sob on the stand. All I could think of was this family lost their son, Besner said. And all I could think of was my daughter and what they must be going through. I can't bring Mr. Grimes back and I can't fix my family. But he made a stupid decision. I mean, I don't know anybody in their right mind who would think, I'm going to lean outside of a moving car and tase somebody that is in another moving vehicle and that something bad's not going to happen. Either someone's going to be injured, hurt, or in this case, killed. Remember, all this happened in 45 seconds. Then I'm going to jump over to another article on WXYZ.com. This one is dated May 13, 2019. The headline is Judge Blast Former MSP Trooper Mark Besner Sends Him to Prison for Up to 15 Years in Death of Detroit Teen Riding on ATV. Mark Besner convicted of involuntary manslaughter and death of Damon Grimes. Former Michigan State Police Trooper Mark Besner has been sentenced to 5 to 15 years in prison. Besner was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the death of 15-year-old Damon Grimes. I have searched and I've not seen anything about him being released. So it's been, if he was sentenced in 2019, that was roughly 4 years ago. So he's still in prison. Don't know how much more time he is going to spend behind bars. And I think he needs to spend more than the minimum of 5 years. Then he gets into how Damon Grimes was riding the ATV. Besner decided to tase him from a moving car, which led Grimes crashing into his ATV into a pickup truck, killing Grimes from a blunt force trauma. Now, I've done involuntary manslaughter articles before, episodes, and I just pulled up the Michigan definition, and this is a general definition, and this is on findlaw.com. It says, involuntary manslaughter, also called criminal negligent manslaughter, occurs when a person is accidentally killed due to someone else's criminal negligence, or when someone is killed during another crime where the intent was not to cause the bodily injury or death. Unlike a murder charge, involuntary manslaughter means that a person had no intention of killing another, but due to their careless or reckless actions caused the death of a human being. I don't think Besner intended to kill this young man, but his actions were clearly careless and reckless. Inside the Third Judicial Circuit courtroom of Judge Van Houten, Besner fought back tears, explaining that he thought of Grimes every day. Quote, I can't imagine what it would be like to lose a child, he said, turning back to look at the Grimes family, which spoke on the deceased teen's behalf moments earlier. I understand their anger, the anger of me, but Judge, I hope this court will not be driven by anger. And I've said this before, if he truly was remorseful, he would not have punted this family through this trial. He would have pled guilty. Obviously, I get while someone does not want to spend time in jail. I get that. At the same time, I think I would have tried to come up with some type of plea bargain where if I do go to jail, it may be only for 2 or 3 years, not 5 to 15, or lower the charges down a bit, something less than making this family have to sit through not just one, but 2 jury trials and relive every agonizing second of those 45 seconds of that police chase. If he truly cared about that family, he would have manned up and said, yep, I screwed up. I need to be punished. And I would not blame him for wanting to plea bargain this down. I mean, if I did something bad and I knew I had to spend jail time, I'm going to try to negotiate the best sentence possible for myself. And at the same time, take ownership for my actions and not put the family through more of this. Put the family through more trauma, not just one trial, but 2. Then there is a tweet from Fox 13, a news person there, has a picture of the aunt. Damon Grimes' aunt is addressing Besner inside the courtroom. She's addressing Besner's assumption that Grimes was a threat, explains that the 15-year-old was her source of happiness. More family crying in the front row as she speaks. Yes, clearly was not a threat. Then Matthew Smith, who is the reporter that I just quoted, has another tweet. This is hard to listen to. I can imagine this, that this family, what they're going through. Grimes' aunt finishes up telling Besner she wants him to think of her boy when his children graduate, fall in love, have kids, notes Damon will never have that chance. Blow or some more quotes I jotted down. It's a struggle not to tear up. And I can imagine this. Grimes mentioned he had a daughter. I'm not sure if that's his only child, but his children are going to grow up. They're going to fall in love. They're going to graduate college. They're going to have children, bear his grandchildren that one day he's going to be able to hold and see. And this family is saying, we will never have that joy that you are going to experience, even though you're the murderer. You're the killer. And here's some of the quotes from the aunt. He really was a great kid. We can't sleep. Our eating habits, our lives have changed. We feel like there is nothing in our lives with Day-Day gone. And I'm sure that's their nickname for the young boy. We reflect on what he could have been. We never anticipated this would be his last birthday. Pauses to breathe. Discusses Halloween, Christmas without him. To look at his empty room has become more than we can bear. This is just terrible. Then back to the article. After carefully going over sentencing protocol, Judge Van Houten explained that the guidelines were not mandatory. She estimated that the traditional sentence would be between 19 and 38 months, but chose to give a longer sentence after considering Damon Grimes' age. Yes, 15-year-old. did not deserve to die. He was not a threat. And the amount of training Bessner was given. Yes, he had, obviously being a trooper, he's been through multiple training sessions of when to deploy his taser, what are appropriate procedures to do it. It's like the incident, I did an article, it was about a year ago, where a kid on a motorcycle was running from the cops. He got away. He stopped at a gas station, was filling up his motorcycle. One cop found him, ran up, tackled him, knocked over his bike. Gas is spilling all over the place. Another cop comes up, tases him, ignites the whole thing on fire, and they had training not to be using tasers around gasoline. The young man had burns over all his body except his head, because he had a helmet on, his hand because he had gloves, and his feet. But the rest of his body had second, third degree burns. And I'm thinking about his private parts. That has to be painful. And I just read an article where that young man had racked up, it was like $7 or $12 million in medical bills so far, and he's still recovering. And that trooper has been charged. Not only did he his training, but the article continues, and prior warnings he received while on the job. So he's received warnings on being reckless, using too much force, something like that. It's not like, oh, he's been a great cop and this was just one bad decision. No, he was a bad cop and he was called out and reprimanded multiple times for his behavior and not thinking clearly. This was not his first rodeo. She singled out Bessner, telling him that it is, quote, the few officers like you that create mistrust for other officers who fulfill their duties. I am glad she sees that. Now, I think it's more than a few officers. At the same time, I applaud her that she is bringing the hammer down on him. He did something terrible and he needs to be held accountable. So I'm going to leave it there. Skip over to one other article. It's in the New York Times and I can't see it because it's a paywall, but I just wanted to read the headline of this. Family of teen who died after being tased reaches $12 million settlement. After a state trooper filed a taser at 15-year-old Damon Grimes, the teen crashed into a truck and died. His family is expected to receive $7.8 million from the lawsuit. So I'm assuming the attorneys are going to get the other $4.2 million. That is a good settlement. Doesn't bring back a child. Billions of dollars, trillions of dollars is not going to bring back this young boy. At the same time, they need help. They need therapy. They need counseling. This money is going to help with that. And maybe they can also use it to support other children and help keep them on a good path. College scholarships, help other people, young kids in that area, become productive members of society. Crazy situation. And I know this is old, but when I saw it, it's like, I got to talk about this one. This just shows you how our cops think. They're reckless. They think they're on TV. They think they're on Miami Vice or some other 70s action TV cop show where they can shoot a taser at someone from a moving vehicle. The guy falls off. He gets banged up a little bit and everybody laughs and thinks it's funny. And in real life, a 15-year-old dies. Tragic, tragic situation for this family. And I'm glad to see this officer spending some time behind bars. And I hope he spends more closer to the 15 years. Everything's just been my opinion. Thanks for listening. I could run the whole block just from walking the line. Parking is prime. These are the thoughts of my mind. And I'm a straight rider, never stopping the sign. And I'm only slowing down if I'm stopping the sign. Six figures on a check before I'm jotting a line. It goes one for the money, two for the clothes, three for the honeys, and a four for the flows. Five O's and six.